Penguin Random House presents Stories and Sutras, Timeless Legends and Priceless Lessons by Virat Chiranya, read by Vipin Singh. Penguin Books, Stories and Sutras. Virat Chiranya is a globe-trotting meditation teacher with a very Indian heart. He's a TEDx speaker and a life coach with more than 15,000 hours of training and coaching experience. After completing his BTech from Mumbai and acquiring a master's degree from New York, he was living the American dream with a lucrative corporate job when he decided to take the road less traveled. He quit his job, declined an offer to be the CEO of a firm, moved back to India, and decided to dedicate his life to spirituality and service. He now travels to spread smiles and hope, teaching people the power of breath via the Art of Living Foundation's programs. This gives him a deep sense of purpose and satisfaction. In the last two decades, he has touched lakhs of lives through his workshops and talks. Virat holds a PhD in emotional intelligence. He lives with his family in Mumbai. You can write to him at virat.chiranya@gmail.com. or give him a shout out on his social media handles. Stories and Sutras, Timeless Legends, Priceless Lessons, Virat Chiranya. 4. My Master, My Eternal Source of Inspiration and Love, Gurudev Shri Shri Ravi Shankarji. Introduction. You can't teach, not for at least the next 4 months. You need complete voice rest. We can't rule out a surgery either, said my doctor with a plain face. My world came falling apart. It took me some time to digest what I had just heard. For someone whose passion and profession are both one, teaching, this was the worst news I could hear. 4 months without teaching would be 4 months without oxygen. I braced for impact. I was advised to start off my 4-month voice rest with a couple of weeks of absolute silence or mon. I jumped at this idea and enrolled myself into 2 back-to-back advanced meditation programs by the Art of Living Foundation. Mon is an essential part of these programs, and it was in one of those deep meditations that a memory surfaced from long ago, a WhatsApp message I had sent to myself. When I finished the program and switched on my phone, I frantically searched for that message. And fortunately, I found it. It was a random message I had written to myself while I was 30,000 feet up in the air on a Berlin-Mumbai flight a few years ago. And then, this book was born. India is a land of stories. We are a story-obsessed people. As Maria Rukaisa once said, the universe is not made of atoms, but of stories. And the reason why amongst all the pre-bronze civilizations, India is the only one that thrives vibrantly is because we continue to celebrate our stories. I spent many years of my life traveling across India, working with students and young professionals, and with people from all walks of life. In my interactions with them, I specifically remember asking many about what they know of Indian history. The responses I got were mostly very embarrassing. One common thread I noticed was that the lesser they knew about our true history, the lesser was the sense of pride in their roots. Once they discovered the mind-blowing heritage we have, their attitudes shifted. Not that I'm an expert on Indian history by any stretch of imagination, but I thought I could at least share whatever little I know. I also saw that in recent times, the curiosity of an average Indian towards our history and culture has skyrocketed. Their appetite for genuine Indian content is increasing. Whether it is movies, social media or books, they want to know. They are all eyes and ears. So I decided to share stories of ancient Indian heroes in my own way. This book contains 9 powerful stories that you might not know at all, or might think you do. But believe me, there is more to them. The stories I've picked for this book are the stories that left deep impressions on me as an individual and as an Indian. My initial list contained 21 stories, and it was very difficult for me to bring it down to just 9. These stories serve an important purpose: edutainment. The stories about Indian superheroes are anyway ever inspiring and offer many goosebump moments. Once you hear or read them, they remain etched in your memory and in your conversations forever. But apart from their massive inspirational and entertainment value, they are a treasure trove of lessons for life. We look at Lord Hanuman as the symbol of power and devotion. But do you know, we can learn communication skills, negotiation skills, and emotional intelligence from Hanuman. Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj is synonymous with bravery and patriotism. But his life can offer amazing insights into how to run a startup. This book showcases how Chanakya can teach us business strategy and the art of influencing, how Adi Shankaracharya can teach us spiritual leadership, and how Kabir can teach us the power of messaging. Most people I met have never even heard the name of Rani Abakka. She's one of the most unsung warrior queens of India. Do you know how Rani Abakka from her tiny kingdom successfully defeated the Portuguese, which back in the day were the largest naval power of the world? We all know about the Indian freedom struggle. But do you know how Srinivasa Ramanujan fought an intellectual war of independence in the field of mathematics? This book is an insight into India's ancient school of management and leadership. It's like a mini MBA course taught by the original superheroes of Bharat. It has something to offer to everyone. It shares timeless legends and offers priceless lessons. How to listen to this book? When I was writing this book, I felt that each character was talking to me, personally sharing their life story with me. And at the end of the story, I thought what I could learn from their lives. I request you do the same. Pause and ask yourself, what can I learn from this story? Please take a few moments for swadhyay, self-study, and write down your own personal learnings. Don't listen to this book from the intellect alone. Watch out for emotional responses and acknowledge them. If you can spring into action based on the learnings mentioned, you would have taken the impact of this book to the next level. Note to the listeners. Book listeners are a special species. You, my friend, belong to an elite club. Keep listening and spreading the cheer. When I wrote my first story during the 4-month period of voice rest, I never thought I would come this far. But miracles happen. What you are listening right now is a slice of my life, which is just like me, uniquely Indian and utterly global. I am very happy that you found this book, or vice versa. Thank you for taking the time to get to this book. I shall eagerly wait for your feedback. Refer to the connection section at the end of the book. I hope you enjoy listening to this book as much as I enjoyed writing it. Love and light, Virat. P.S. For those who are still wondering, what on earth was in that WhatsApp message? It contained the raw idea of this very book. So the next time you get an intuitive flash of an idea, write it down somewhere. Gratitude. I feel immensely grateful for Gurudev. They say when the time is right, the Guru finds you. Thank you for finding me, for crafting for me a life which I couldn't have imagined better. My luck to be born in India, to this romance called Bharat. Mom and Dad, for all their sacrifices and unconditional love, for the upbringing they gave me despite the challenges they faced. Also, gratitude to my ever-loving sisters and their families. My wife, Jhalak, for being the anchor of my life. Words cannot do justice to the gratitude I feel for you. My beta readers, alphabetically, Ami Patel, Aruna Rajgopal, Nakul Dhan.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?